As part of that goal to maintain international security, NATO forces are currently fighting against the Taliban in Afghanistan. NATO commanders had been planning to launch an operation in the region around Kandahar, Afghanistan's second largest city, in June. But Afghan President Hamid Karzai says he won't let NATO move in until local leaders approve.
The operation in Kandahar would not begin, would not go on, and listen until we have the full trust of the people of Kandahar for it, and we have the full approval of the people of Kandahar for it, and where we have made sure after they've given us their approval that this operation will bring them more security, better livelihood, and improved governance.
The White House isn't too happy with President Karzai's statement. Robert Gibbs, the White House press secretary, said, quote, "On behalf of the American people, we're frustrated by the remarks." President Karzai is scheduled to visit the White House in May, but Gibbs says that meeting could be canceled. Moving back over to the Middle East now, some parts of Baghdad are recovering from a series of attacks. Authorities say seven separate explosions happened in the Iraqi capital city on Tuesday morning. At least 34 people were killed in the violence. More than 100 others were wounded. You can see some of the damage in this video. Nearly all of the attacks happened in residential neighborhoods. Several buildings, including some apartments, were destroyed. This isn't the first time we've talked about violence in Baghdad this week, though. On Sunday, three bombs went off within 5 minutes of each other. All of those were near embassy buildings. Officials say at least 30 people were killed in those.